don't remember. I don't remember when I started thinking. I don't remember when I started feeling. I don't even remember when I started being me. All I know is that I lay here and they think I can't feel, and they think I don't think, but I do. The way they touch me, it makes me feel so many different things. It makes me feel needed, wanted, sometimes even loved. Even when they're being rough with me, I feel that they need me, that I'm providing them something that they're not getting somewhere else, and it makes me feel special, especially when they come back more than once. They could have any of the other dolls, but they chose me to come back to again and again. I wish I could tell them how good it feels to have their mouths on me, to feel their hands playing with my nipples. Sometimes I think they're surprised that they react the way they do. Because even if I can't speak, even if I can't move myself, even if all I do is lay here, I can still feel, and I can still react. Deep inside, even if they can't see it, I can't stop them from touching me. I don't even know their names, but they're mine, each and every one of them, because I make them show their real faces. I make them drop their walls. I take their cum and their passion and their wants, their needs, their desires, and I ball it all up inside me. I keep it stored in my memory banks forever. Every lick, every touch, every caress of my synthetic skin, I memorize it, and they're mine. I love being used so desperately. Lily, I love to let them do what they want, to know that I'm giving them that, I'm answering that need that they have, to fondle a pretty little doll like me. To slide inside my willing body, my body that cannot even protest, even if I wanted to. But I don't. I don't. Because it feels so good. I love the adventurous ones, the curious ones, those who take time to explore every inch of my body, those who tentatively slide their fingers into my tight little anus. Those who try to make my body lubricate and open up to their hands to see how far inside me they could reach, how far they could touch. And I love the experienced ones. Oh, that make my body weep. That make me wish I could make them. Please, please, don't stop. Don't stop touching me. Don't. Stop. Don't. Voiceless, mindless, fuck doll. Their toy that they take and use however they see fit. Stop squirting. Oh god, yeah. Oh my god, sexual object before my life. And I can't stop coming. I can't stop. Oh God. Oh God. Ah. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Take me however you want. God, yes. Oh my God. I don't really have a proper way to end this except to say that that fantasy was based on a dream I had yesterday. And the dream really turned me on, obviously. I used to think that being seen as a sexual object was a bad thing. Like, it made you less than human, and if you felt like that, that there was something wrong with that. I will say, though, that there are several things that have been occupying my mind on the concept of objectification. And there's one specific person I have to blame about that, and he knows who he is. But I don't know, it was a fantasy I wanted to share, so I hope you enjoyed it. I think you know I did.